The New Country, 96.3. Second
date update.
We got Stan on the line. Stan had a great first date with Marsha, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out this morning. First of all, Stan, tell everybody how you met Marsha.
We actually met Starbucks. We were both just sort of waiting for our coffee. And next thing you know, we were chatting away, and then we sort of got interested in each other. And I asked her, hey, you want to just sit outside and continue the conversation? And she did. And from there, I pretty much asked her, you know, right there, like, you know, before we left Starbucks, do you want to go out sometime?
Wow, like people used to do.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It was sort of like old fashioned almost, you know?
Yeah. All right. So you guys went out. How did that go?
Well, we went out for dinner. It was great. Just a fun time. But I never heard from her again.
All right.
And I don't even have any details. I don't know what happened. We had a great time. The chemistry was there. The conversation was fine. And then she just never got back to me. I called her, I think, twice and texted her. And she's never even bothered to respond.
All right. Well, let's have us give her a call. See if we can figure out what's going on and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
I appreciate that.
Hello?
Hi, is this Marsha?
This is Marsha? Yes.
Hey, this is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show from New Country 96.3. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Sure. What is this about?
I know. The reason we're calling is we have a feature on the show called Second Date Update, and people call us when they had a great first date, but for some reason didn't progress to a second date, and we got a call about you, Marsha.
Okay.
Do you remember going out with Stan?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember going out with Stan.
Well, he said you guys had a great date after meeting at Starbucks, but he said he never heard from you after that.
Mm. Yeah, Stan was caught in a big lie.
Oh. What was the big lie?
Well, I directly asked Stan if he had ever been married, and he said no. And then I found out through his Instagram later that he was married.
And that just came up on the date about being married and so forth?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're both in our 30s, and I just went ahead and asked him, and he said no, that he hadn't.
Okay. I wonder why he would lie about that. Are you sure that he was married?
Yes. It's very obvious from his pictures. You could see his wife and everything. You could see the ring. He was married.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the deal. Stan asked us to call on his behalf. He's actually on the other line. Can we bring him in on this conversation just to see what's going on here and, you know, if there's a misunderstanding, maybe clear that up?
Sure. Yeah.
Stan, are you there?
Yeah, I am. I would like to defend myself here because that's not actually true. Okay, so because I didn't lie. Okay, what she asked me is, had I ever been divorced? Okay, not if I'd ever been married. And the truth is, I'd never been divorced. Okay, so technically, you know, I'm telling the truth. That was the truth.
Okay. Well, hold on. So that means you're still married.
Yeah, but she didn't ask me that. She said, have you ever been divorced?
Wait. You're still married and you're going on a date?
No, we're separated. We've been separated for a while now. But the thing is, she's trying to say it like never been married. That's not true. What I said was, she said, have you ever been divorced for some reason? I said, no. But yeah, I am separated. You know,
I'm so confused. I don't understand what the difference is.
Okay, well, if you're married, you know, then you're married. If you ask me if I'm divorced, that means I'm divorced. I'm not divorced. I'm separated. So I didn't lie.
Okay.
And I mean, we've been separated for over a year. We haven't been able to move forward yet because of the courts and a lot of other things, you know? So, I mean, technically it's not a lie. I didn't lie.
It's a technicality, I guess. Yeah.
If you had asked me if I'd ever been married, I would have said yeah. But you didn't ask that. So
I feel like you had the chance to tell your story and you didn't. So that still makes you a liar.
Well, it doesn't make me a liar. I think it makes you not accurate.
I'll try to turn it back on her. Is that what you're trying to do here, Stan?
Oh,
well, I just think that she's wrong.
Okay, Stan, I have to ask, what about your wife? Where is she in all this?
My wife, she's got a boyfriend anyway. She doesn't care. I mean, we're not together. There's no connection there. Mm-hmm. We're separated. We've moved on with our lives, you know?
But she's your wife. You just said my wife. That just feels weird.
Mm-hmm. Why couldn't you have said this? Explanation would have been perfect when I asked you.
Okay, first of all, you have to remember, when you asked me, there was a lot going on. And on top of that, when you said it was such a weird thing for me to ask, have I ever been divorced? And I was like, well, no, I'd never been divorced. And I never got a chance to ask because you moved on so quickly. And so then we just sort of moved on with the next part of the conversation.
So it's my fault. Okay.
Well, you didn't ask me further questions. You didn't ask me any further questions. I would say, like, all right, well, have you been divorced? Have you been separated? Have you ever been married?
Well, Marcia, usually at this point, we'd ask you, now that all the cards are on the table, we've got all this cleared up. If you'd like a second date with Stan, we'll pick up the tab. Do you have any interest in going out with Stan now?
No, I'm cool. No.
Fine by me. Buy your own coffee next time.
Marcia, thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. Stan, obviously you didn't get the answer you're looking for, but at least you got a little closure when it comes to Marcia.
Yeah, I'll make sure to wear a t-shirt that says, I've been married, I'm separated, next time I go to Starbucks.